From theunts.com, this is the Unts Podcast. Featuring artist interviews, unreleased tracks, and previews of the biggest events in electronic music. Available every week at theunts.com.
Hello and welcome to the Unts Podcast. I'm your host, Anand Harsh. This week, my guest is Brett Smith of the electro, house, drum and bass, hip-hop, jungle, you name it, polka maybe, group out of Lincoln, Nebraska, Somasphere. This live electronic act just released a new album. It's called Sign Language. Let's get right to the interview. First of all, tell me a bit about your personal music background, what you were listening to when you were younger, when you were first introduced to musical instruments, whatever you first started playing. Tell me a bit about your background.
Yeah, I honestly haven't had a huge musical background compared to some people, I would say. I didn't really pick up an instrument until I was 16 and started playing the guitar and just kind of taught myself how to play the guitar. I actually still to this day can't read music on a sheet, but I've just kind of taken the process of learning the guitar kind of into now a more studio role, learning how to produce music and write electronic music and all the stuff that goes along with that. So yeah, it started with the guitar, which I'm pretty grateful for. I think that put me in like a good position of knowing how to hear music better.
Sure.
And like just learning songs by hearing them and then playing them, and I was able to kind of transfer that over into like the studio environment and more of the electronic realm of music.
Do you remember your first introduction to electronic music? What it might have been? Somebody might have thrown a CD on in a car, or you might have heard something or seen something on TV?
I listened to a lot of different stuff at an early age. I don't know what the first one was, but I do remember like in high school listening to like the Crystal Method and hearing some of that kind of stuff for the first time and really being like intrigued as to how that music was created, because at that time it was really foreign to me, you know, how those sounds were being developed. It was so not what I was used to, like listening to bands and stuff. And I grew up listening to lots of different stuff, 311, like some rock stuff, Beastie Boys, hip hop. I really, like, always, and even now, I listen to a lot of different stuff, like, not just electronic music. I'm really into all sorts of different things. I think it's good to keep your ears fresh with different stuff, give you better ideas, more creativity.
Sure. So did you grow up in Lincoln, Nebraska?
No, I grew up, like, 3 hours west of here in North Platte, Nebraska.
So even smaller then?
Yeah. It's small. It's like 25,000 people. But yeah, and then I lived in Colorado briefly. I have a bunch of family that lives out there, so that's kind of home as well. Moved to Lincoln, go to school, and I've lived here pretty much solid for, it's been almost 8 years.
Now, Colorado certainly has a burgeoning electronic music scene. What about Lincoln? What's the scene like in Lincoln?
It's actually really good, man. There's a lot of people that are starting to, you know, get turned on to that style of music, and I love it. I think it's a great community. It's, you know, it's not as big as some of the, you know, like Colorado, like you said, but I think the people here definitely like crave that music. You know, when shows come around here, and they're coming more and more often now, everyone really turns out, and it's a great scene to be involved with. I feel like a lot of people are being inspired more to create music, and I think there's big things happening for Lincoln in the future.
Thank you. Illy B from Somosphere's brand new album Sign Language right here on the UNS podcast.
Now, is Somosphere your first musical project?
First serious one. I was in one band directly prior to Somosphere, which was kind of how Somosphere started a little bit, but I was only in that band like really briefly. And we were kind of trying to do the same thing that we're doing now with Somosphere, but not nearly on the same level. But yeah, that was Somosphere is pretty much my first serious band. And then, you know, I do a little bit of solo stuff now too, but those are my first two legitimate projects.
So tell me about the formation of the band. Was it your intention at the outset to play electronic music, or did the genre end up coming to you?
No, yeah, we definitely had a plan in the beginning to do that. You know, it was just a matter of, you know, being able to master our tools and figure out what kind of gear and what we were going to use to kind of create the sound that we had in our heads. But we definitely wanted to stay focused on the electronic sides of things from the beginning.
What about the instrumentation? How does that break down and how does that define your roles both live and in the studio?
I'd say as far as what's happening on stage, basically my laptop is doing a lot of things. It's kind of like the centerpiece for the sound. We're running different sequences on there. I'll play different keyboards. I'll do some live sampling as well. And a lot of times everyone's kind of playing along to what's happening on the computer. And I'll also be playing guitar. Then Troy, he plays bass as well as synth and a sampler. So he's kind of got his actual guitar like I do along with his electronic stuff. And then we have two different drummers, one on an acoustic kit, one on an electronic kit. So we kind of get the yin and the yang of like having the live instrument and, you know, the more pulsating electronic beats. As far as for the album, a lot of it is happening in the computer, but we also tried to make it a point to bring in some of those natural elements that you get in our live show into the album, into the studio, recording some live drums, live percussion, all the guitar and bass is recorded in, and keyboards. But a lot of the ideas start in the computer, so it's kind of easy to go back to them when you're ready to make a studio project out of it, because all those elements are already there. The foundation has been set.
Now, since you are sort of tied into the computer, essentially, you've been embraced by the jam scene. Do you try and work improvisation into your live shows? Do the songs take on maybe a life of their own when you are playing out?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think now we're doing a little bit less improvising than we had in the past, just because we got to the point where, you know, we've really focused on our song structure and the flow of our set, and we've gotten enough material where we can really start to play around with those ideas. And we definitely always leave it open for moments of improv. I think that's important. But we also really like to, you know, put a good product out there for everyone and have it be a pretty thought out process through our set and our songs. And I think a lot of what helps with keeping our live show fresh is, you know, if people listen to this new album, I think they're going to hear that sounds, you know, very clean and electronic and good, but when they come see the live show, there's so much more happening with the two drummers and the live instruments, and it's, you know, it's a very fast moving show.
Jim and I off the new Somasphere disc, Sign Language.
So let's go ahead and talk about your latest album, Sign Language. Is there a connective thread running through all these tracks, or were these just the best songs that came out of your studio sessions?
I think there's definitely a thread. We kind of changed over a bit of our, just how we perform on stage and our whole mindset on the writing new songs, and it kind of all turned into this batch of songs that's on the album. They definitely came at different points along the way. A lot of it was songs that we, you know, we made in the studio and then took to the live show and then came back to the studio and made the adjustments after we kind of were playing them out and figuring out what was going to work and what wasn't. Then a couple are brand new ones that we wanted to put on there. It's a pretty big mix of, you know, time period of when they were written. Some of them are a lot older. Some of them were even, you know, one song in particular was even written initially just by me for like myself, and then it ended up, you know, everyone really liked it, and then we kind of edited it down and made it into a band type of song. Mm-hmm. So it's a big mix, but I think the overall product is, you know, I think you'll hear a good flow through the album and through the songs, and I think they're definitely connected in the way that we approached writing each of them.
Was there a particular artist or sound that maybe caught your ear that you were trying to emulate with the album, maybe something you were listening to that kept your creative juices flowing during the writing process?
I think there's a lot of things. I mean, I think with the album, you'll notice that there's a lot of different styles going on. We kind of made it a point to, you know, have some hip-hop bass beats, drum and bass, house, breakbeat, and just a lot of different styles. Just because that's how we like to do it live. We like to change the tempo, you know, keep things moving. We didn't really want to like pigeonhole ourselves into one particular genre. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, a lot of things influence it. A lot of, I mean, there's so many different names, but just a lot of electro, a lot of hip hop, a lot of that kind of stuff really brought us into where we decided to take the album direction wise.
Okay. Now, is there a method to bringing songs into the live setting, or at this point, is it just like, well, this song is done, let's trot it out at the next show and see what happens?
Yeah, it's definitely a process. I mean, I think it starts in the studio for us. We all listen to it, kind of get the ideas going, then we take it down to the practice space, and usually once it's there, there's definitely going to be some changes that happen, and we'll take it back into the studio one more time, and then usually after that, we can, you know, take it to the stage. But it helps to have everyone else's musical ear there because, you know, like I said, like I don't read music. You know, I like, a lot of other people in the band have more musical backgrounds, so they're able to, like, input that idea into it. And I think it helps us keep our songs moving in the right direction and have a good finished product.
Title track from the new Somasphere album, Sign Language. Let's close things out with Brett Smith.
I imagine you had a pretty busy festival season this summer. Were there any shows that were milestones for you personally or the band, or, you know, just stuff that you were saying, oh, I can't believe that we're playing here or that we're opening for such and such?
Yeah, I think Wakarusa this year was great. We played there the year before, and we were supposed to play the year before that and got rained out. But we had like an early set time in the afternoon on Thursday, and just the tent just got packed. It was great. It was one of the bigger crowds we've ever played to, and it was a great way to start the summer off. I feel like we made a lot of new friends out there, a lot of new fans. Definitely a highlight.
Having done a big summer run like that, can you feel a change in the band or the songs or the stage show? Was there some sort of wisdom that comes naturally with hitting all these diverse spots all over the country week after week?
I think it was more just building our own confidence, I would say. You know, we're all really excited about our music, but you don't always know how it's going to be taken. But yeah, I think Wakarusa definitely, you know, set us up on the good foot for the summer, feeling like confident and that we had a good product and that we were headed in the right direction, and, you know, just happy that people are into it, you know, because we are.
Absolutely. Now, for the producers out there, have you come across any gear recently that bands in your genre just can't live without, or you personally can't live without, something that you know, has come into your arsenal that you turn to regularly now?
I mean, as far as across the scene, I think it's pretty well known that Ableton Live software is kind of ruling right now. Yeah, for me, like, I have to have that live on stage with me. But yeah, I mean, for me personally, as far as like hardware, I've been really into the Novation Launchpad. I'm using that with my live setup now, and it really helps me. I just have a ton of samples loaded up during our live show, so I can kind of like organize my ideas on there a little bit better. That way I'm not actually having to look at or touch my computer while performing.
So now that the album is out, are you planning a big tour in support?
You know, right now we're just picking up dates as we get them. We would love to put together a tour. It's kind of been hectic leading up to it, just getting the album done, and we've had a lot going on this summer. But yeah, you'll definitely see us out there. I mean, we're really hoping that we get good feedback on the album. We're really excited to share it with people, and hopefully it'll bring about bigger and better things.
Well, Brett Smith, thank you so much for being on the Unz podcast.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, that's going to do it for this week's Unz podcast. Thanks goes to Justin Cadlick with Rad Cadillac Productions, and of course my guest Brett Smith of Somasphere. Their new album Sign Language is out now. Congratulations to Dirty Ganesh and Noisecraft for finishing at the top of the Transcend in the Streets Techno Prisoners bracket in the Unz Challenge. The third bracket is now open for voting. 16 competitors have been selected for the Burning Down the House bracket. Go to theunz.com/theunzchallenge to vote for your favorite track. The top two finishers move on to the final round. Charlie Hitchcock, original guitarist for the early wave Livetronica Force Particle, is rejoining the band for a run celebrating its 10th anniversary. Particle is doing a Halloween tour across Colorado, and Hitchcock will be my guest on the program next week. Remember to visit theunz.com for news, artist profiles, and tour dates from across the electronic music spectrum. And go ahead and subscribe to this podcast on iTunes. Write us a review, tell us what you think of the show. If you have any questions, comments, or complaints about the program, or you'd like to be a guest on the Unz podcast, contact me at anand@theunz.com. That's ANAND @theunz.com. Catch you next week.